Unit 4.
Reading a magazine. Margaret knocks at Tom's door.
Tom! Tom! It is time for lunch.
Come in, dear.
What are you doing, dear? Are you writing that letter to your brother James?
No, dear. I am reading The New American, my favorite magazine.
Why are you always reading that boring magazine?
Because there are a lot of beautiful pictures in it. And there are always many interesting articles, too. Listen to this, for example. It says, there are many pretty women in the world, but there are very few beautiful women. Beautiful women are rare.
Who is a beautiful woman, according to you?
Well, La Gioconda, for example. And Demi Moore. And Julia Roberts.
Yes, Tom, dear. And?
Well, dear, you are not beautiful. But you are very, very pretty.
Tom?
Yes, dear?
According to you, is your cousin Mary pretty?
Well, no.
No, she is not pretty. She is ugly.
You always exaggerate. Margaret, poor Mary is not ugly. She is only plain. Why are you so unkind?
I am sorry, Tom.
Very well. Now listen. This article also says that a lot of women are vain and silly. But on the contrary, there are only very few vain men.
What nonsense.
Gerund, gerundio. Il gerundio si forma aggiungendo ing all'infinito senza tu. Infinitive gerund. To read.
Reading.
To write.
Writing.
To do.
Doing.
To exaggerate.
Exaggerating.
To think.
Thinking.
To learn.
Learning.
To work.
Working.
To swim.
Swimming.
To stop.
Stopping.
To run.
Running.
Note: se il verbo termina con e muta, prima di aggiungere ing, si toglie la e. To write, writing. Se il verbo è monosillabico e termina con una sola consonante preceduta da una sola vocale, prima di aggiungere ing, raddoppia la consonante finale. To swim, swimming. To stop, stopping. To run, running. Nota. In un'altra unit studieremo le altre variazioni ortografiche che alcuni verbi subiscono prima di aggiungere ing. To read, leggere, present simple. I read, you read, he reads, she reads, it reads. We read, you read, they read. Present continuous. Forma positiva. I am reading, you are reading, he is reading, we are reading, you are reading, they are reading. Forma interrogativa. Am I reading? Are you reading? Is he reading? Are we reading? Are you reading? Are they reading? Forma negativa. I am not reading. You are not reading. He is not reading. We are not reading. You are not reading. They are not reading. Forma interrogativa negativa. Am I not reading? Are you not reading? Is he not reading? Are we not reading? Are you not reading? Are they not reading? Present simple. Il presente semplice si usa per esprimere azioni che si compiono abitualmente.
I read Time magazine.
Present continuous. Il presente continuo si usa per esprimere azioni che stanno avvenendo nel momento in cui si parla.
I am reading Time magazine. What are you doing? Are you writing that letter to your brother James? I am reading The New American. Why are you reading that boring magazine?
Warning. To be. Quando il verbo to be è seguito dal gerundio, prende il significato di stare.
I am reading, he is writing, they are swimming. What? Quale? What is your name? What is your address? What is your telephone number?
What? Che cosa? Cosa? Che? What are you doing? What are you reading?
What? Che? What nonsense? What good coffee? There is, c'è, vi è. There is an interesting article in the magazine. There are, ci sono, vi sono. There are many beautiful pictures in it. Is there an interesting article in the magazine? Are there many beautiful pictures in it? There is not. There are not. There isn't. There aren't.
Traduzione di molto, molti, in frasi interrogative e negative. Much. Molto, molta. I haven't much time. Many, molti, molte. Are there many pictures in the magazine? There are not many beautiful women in the world.
In frasi positive al singolare. A lot of, molto, molta. I have a lot of time. I have much time è un errore. Plenty of, molto, molta. They have plenty of money.
In frasi positive al plurale. A lot of, molti, molte. Tom reads a lot of magazines about sports. Plenty of, molti, molte. Margaret has plenty of books about art. Lots of, molti, molte. Tom has lots of friends. Many, molti, molte. There are many pretty women in the world. Prepositions. Osserva come le preposizioni modificano il significato dei verbi. To come, venire. To come in, entrare, letteralmente venire dentro. Come in, entra.
To put, mettere. To put on, mettersi, abiti. Put on your hat, mettiti il cappello.
To take, prendere. To take off, togliersi, abiti. Take off your hat, togliti il cappello. Many, molti, molte. There are many pretty women in the world.
Few, pochi, poche. There are few beautiful women in the world. Tom likes to read many magazines. He likes to read The New American because there are many interesting articles in it. Margaret, on the contrary, reads few magazines. She prefers books.
Uso degli aggettivi. Parlando di una donna. A beautiful woman. Una donna bella. A pretty woman. Una donna carina. A plain woman. Una donna comune. An ugly woman. Una donna brutta.
Parlando di un uomo. A handsome man. Un uomo bello. A good looking man. Un uomo di bell'aspetto. A plain man. Un uomo comune. An ugly man. Un uomo brutto.
Why, perché, quando si domanda. Because, perché, quando si risponde. Tom has a red car.
Why a red car?
Because he likes red things.
Why is Tom reading The New American?
Because there are many interesting articles in it.
Margaret has a big hat on her head.
Why?
Because the sun is very hot.
2. A. To go to. Andare a. To write to. Scrivere a. To speak to. Parlare a. To say to. Dire a. Tom and Margaret are going to the beach. Tom is not writing a letter to his brother James. He is speaking to Margaret about Julia Roberts. He is saying to Margaret, Julia Roberts is beautiful.
Always, sempre. When they go to the beach, quando vanno al mare, Tom is always swimming in the blue sea. Margaret is always reading a book. When the sun is very hot, she always puts on a big hat. When? Quando?
To ask, chiedere. To answer, rispondere. Margaret asks Tom, "Who is a beautiful woman according to you?" And he answers, "In my opinion, Julia Roberts is beautiful." Warning. Margaret asks to Tom è un errore.
Boring. Noioso. The magazine is boring. La rivista è noiosa. Bored. Annoiato. Margaret is bored. Margaret è annoiata. This morning Margaret is very bored. Tom is swimming in the blue sea and she is sitting on the beach reading a magazine. The magazine is very boring. There are only articles about sports and politics in it. She thinks that sports and politics are boring. Sitting, seduto, about, circa di. She thinks that, ella pensa che, politics, politica.
So, così. The sun is so hot today. Il sole è così caldo oggi. English pronunciation is so difficult. Yes, but English grammar is so easy.
Tom and Margaret.
Margaret, this issue of The New American is so interesting.
On the contrary, I think that it is so boring.
There are a lot of pictures of Julia Roberts. She is so beautiful. and so charming.
Tom, you are so silly.
Issue. Numero di un giornale. On the contrary, al contrario. I think that, io penso che, charming, affascinante, difficult, difficile, easy, facile.
About, circa di. There are about 6 billion people in the world. Tom likes to read magazines about sports and politics. Margaret prefers to read books about art and music. Billion, miliardo, people, persone.
According to, secondo. In my opinion, secondo me. According to you, secondo te. According to him, secondo lui. According to her, secondo lei. In our opinion, secondo noi. According to you, secondo voi. According to them, secondo loro. Warning. According to me, errore. According to us, è anche un errore.
That, quello, quella. This car is red. That car is black. That, che congiunzione. Tom thinks that The New American is a fantastic magazine. Margaret says that it is very boring.
Also, anche, pure. Too, anche, pure. In The New American, there are many pictures and many interesting articles, too. Tom likes sports and he also likes politics. Margaret likes apples, and she also likes oranges. Margaret is a pretty girl, and she's clever too. Osserva. Also si usa in mezzo alla frase e talvolta all'inizio. Too si usa generalmente alla fine della frase. Superlativo assoluto, regola generale. Il superlativo assoluto si forma premettendo agli aggettivi e avverbi very. Very good, buonissimo, molto buono. Very well, benissimo, molto bene. Very big, grandissimo. Very hot, caldissimo. Very beautiful, bellissimo. Very ugly, bruttissimo. Very interesting, interessantissimo. Very kind, gentilissimo. Very much, moltissimo. Quando si pronuncia la R? La R si pronuncia solamente quando è seguita da una vocale.
Rome, France, romantic, red, strong.
Quando la R è seguita da una consonante, non si pronuncia.
Art, sport, Germany, morning, work, your, girl.
Quando la R è seguita da E muta, non si pronuncia.
Ah, rare, there, picture.
Osserva, se una parola finisce in R o re e la parola che segue comincia per vocale, la R si pronuncia debolmente.
Her eyes are blue. Your ideas are original. We are Italian. You are English. They are American.
Pronunciation. C. Come in child, children, French, much, rich, teacher, which. Sh. Conversation. English, patient, politician, Russian, she, Spanish, O, both, no, old, only photo room to smoke.
Ci sono alcune persone inglese che si credono molto sofisticate, che questo suono che noi rappresentiamo fonaticamente con la OU, loro lo rappresentano e lo pronunciano con un suono neutro e una U. Quindi direbbero così: both, new, old, only, photo, room to smoke. Però noi lo consideriamo un pochettino artefatto.
Work, world, word.
Notare bene nella seconda parola che significa mondo, la L è molto sonora, molto più sonora che in italiano.
World.
Ripeto le tre parole. Work, world, word.
Opposites, contrari. Beautiful.
Ugly.
Clever.
Stupid.
Good.
Bad.
Handsome.
Ugly.
Kind.
Unkind.
Many.
Few.
Much.
Little.
Old.
New.
Old.
Young.
Old.
Modern.
Patient.
Impatient.
Pretty.
Plain.
Rare.
Common.
Rich.
Poor.
An interesting magazine. What is Tom doing? Is he writing a letter to his brother James? No, he isn't. He is reading an American magazine. Is the magazine interesting or boring? According to Margaret, it is boring and very stupid too. But Tom thinks that it is very interesting. He also says that it is his favorite magazine. Why is it his favorite magazine? Because there are lots of articles about sports and politics in it, and there are also many pictures of beautiful women. On the cover of the magazine, there is a photo of Julia Roberts. Tom thinks that she is a beautiful and interesting woman. Tom is now reading an article to Margaret. The article says, "There are a lot of pretty women in the world, but there are not many beautiful women. Beautiful women are rare." Margaret asks, "Who is a beautiful woman according to you?" And Tom answers, "Well, in my opinion, Julia Roberts is a very beautiful woman." "Am I pretty or beautiful?" asks Margaret. And Tom answers, "Well, you are not beautiful, but you are pretty, very pretty." Tom has a cousin. Her name is Mary. Margaret says that she is ugly, but she always exaggerates. Poor Mary! She is not ugly, she is only plain. Tom asks Margaret, "Why are you so unkind?" And Margaret answers, "I'm sorry, Tom."
Unit 4, Translation. This woman is beautiful. That woman is ugly. The opposite of beautiful is ugly. The opposite of pretty is plain. The plural of much is many. The opposite of clever is stupid. The opposite of rich is poor. The opposite of rare is common. This girl is unkind. That girl is kind. There are a lot of blonde girls in England. There are few blonde girls in Spain. There is a man in the sea. There is also a child. There is a woman on the beach. Why is Tom reading the article? Because it is interesting. Tom has a cousin. Her name is Mary. Poor girl. She is not pretty. She is plain. But Margaret exaggerates and says that Mary is ugly. Have you a cousin? I have two cousins, and they are both pretty. Why are you always so bored? Because my work is very boring.
Vocabulary. Repeat after me. Ripeti dopo di me. About. According to. Address. A lot of. Also. Always. Article. To ask. To answer. Because. Billion. Book. Board. Boring. Charming. To come. To come in. Common. On the contrary. Cousin. Cover. Dialogue. Difficult. To do. Door. Easy. To exaggerate. Example. Few. Four. Good looking. Grammar. Idea. Impatient. Important. Indian. Interesting. To knock. To know. Letter. To listen. Lots of. Lunch. Magazine. Many. Mother. Nonsense. Now. Number. On the contrary. Opinion. Opposite. Original. Page. People. Photo. Picture. Plain. Plural. Politics. Poor. Rare. To read. Rich. To say. Silly. Six. Sitting. To smoke. So. Strange. Stupid. Telephone. That. There are. There is. To think. To. Today. To. Ugly. Vain. Why? World to write.